My name is Avery Morgan, and I am interviewing my stepfather, Matthew Goodman. Okay,
My name is Matthew Goodman, and I am being interviewed by my stepdaughter, Avery Morgan.
so we're gonna start. Okay, how have you been holding up through the pandemic?
Pretty good, actually. I am married to Avery's mother, obviously, and both of us were deemed essential workers, so we really haven't had an issue with money. And emotionally, everything's good too, I guess, because nobody's really that we know, I guess, has passed away from it. So we're good there too. So financially, emotionally good. So not bad.
That's great to hear.
Thank you, Paper.
Were there any moments when you were scared, for like your family and stuff?
For
Or like
sure.
people in general, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. 'Cause nobody knew what it was about. You know what I mean? Like it could have been the, I mean, thankfully it's bad. It's bad. As far as percentages, I mean, like in the past, we've had worse, I guess, 'cause of medicine and stuff, we've done pretty good. But in the past, I think with it, like the Black Death and different things like that, where there was a lot higher of a fatality rate, I guess, like it would have been, more, I don't know, scary, more like I would have worried more about, I worry about my elderly. But as things went on, you kind of learned, or they learned more about it, like it affects the elderly more. Kids aren't really affected by it. But at the very beginning, I was worried about every, my family,
I
because
was
who
like
knows? Yeah.
worried about mom 'cause she was like working like firsthand with it and like I was scared she was gonna bring it home. Oh yeah, my mom works in the ER at Memorial Hospital. Yes, that's important. But I was scared she was gonna like bring it home to us.
Yeah, 'cause she's exposed to it all the time. And I was out there too, going to people's houses and stuff. So with heating and cooling. Yeah, what was the second question again? What was it? Like, was I worried about family? Is that what the, like, that was the question? Yeah, I mean, definitely. I think everybody was, because we didn't know how bad it was going to be. Or, I mean, it's like if you get it, the virus, are you dead? Like, nobody knew anything, They just said it was a pandemic, and like, it's getting bad. Like, a bunch of people are getting it, and it's like, well, what is it? Like, how bad is it? And anyways.
I feel like the difference like between like the Black Plague and like I don't know, like what COVID is now. Like, I mean, I guess like before we kind of thought that it was gonna be like that, like, or just as bad. But I think it might have been, but we've like kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, got the vaccines supposed to be helping and stuff like that. So,
Yeah,
but
but like,
that's,
I don't know. We've kind of like normalized it. Like seems like terrifying or like it is like the bubonic plague is but
Yeah, right.
like
'Cause I mean,
now I feel like it's not really
if you get that, it's like, you're And they're seeing the thing with COVID's like now, like some people get it, don't even know they have it. And then some people are like, say it's horrible. Cause I've ran into people at work and
Right.
like some people, that have had it. So they wouldn't wish it on their worst enemy. Like it's horrible. And they felt like they were going to die and
Yeah.
everything. Then I've heard people have
Yeah,
it and
some
it's like, I
people.
didn't even know I had it. They tested me and they said I had it, but I didn't even know. It's like, it's
Yeah.
weird. It's weird how it
Yeah.
does that,
Some people like, yeah. And some people like still don't have like their like smell or taste back, which I think that's horrible.
But they're living, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, at the very jump, I was, yeah, worried for, everybody.
Yeah. How has work been, being that you work for like a small business?
It wasn't
Like,
bad. I think we had shut down for like 2 weeks,
yeah.
but that was just our decision because they said it was supposed to be peaking. They kept talking about it peaking and it's gonna get bad. It's really gonna get bad. It's gonna peak,
Yeah.
and so we weren't that busy, so we took a little break, but then nothing, really peaked, I don't remember. So we just kind of went back to work, or maybe it did, or I don't know.
Yeah.
But we still seen everybody out and like running around. I mean, it was, well, not everybody out. I mean, it thinned out. A lot of people stayed home and stuff, but I mean, I never stopped going out, because I was trying to fix people's heating and cooling and stuff. So.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Can we pause it for a sec? Sorry.
No, you can't repause
You can't pause it. Hang on. Okay.
it.
I'm sorry. All right. I'm sorry. I accidentally knocked her with the cabinet. You okay? I think I accidentally knocked her with a tablet. Yeah. I know it. Yeah. I'm sorry. Hit you with a tablet? Trying to distract her. Okay. I'm back.
Okay. Anyways, have there been any adjustments you have had to get used to?
Adjustments. Not seeing everything closed, not open was
Yeah.
before. That's
An adjustment. Yeah.
not being able to hang out with friends and family or invite them over to the new home isn't a
Right. Yeah. We got like right before too. I feel like we got like more adjusted to it though. You know, like easier. 'Cause like we if it wasn't for the pandemic, like we'd kind of like we'd usually just like be in and out, you know, we just sleep and eat here.
We got, yeah, and we got buying a city. You know what I mean?
Right.
They kept us up
Right,
busy
like fixing
doing,
it up, yeah.
like doing this and that and whatever. But yeah, definitely an adjustment with
Yeah.
all the things changing. No restaurants, you can't go to restaurants, you can't do anything, you can't go out,
Right. I think we were like used to like eating out more and stuff like that. Which I mean, we usually would like cut back like we'd
Everybody likes to
go out
eat out.
and like eat and stuff.
Everybody likes to eat out every now and again.
Yeah.
But then you can't,
Like we wouldn't get fast food and then mom got scared because she said that it could be transmitted through like the food or something like that. I don't know. She was just worried. So then she was like, yeah, we can't eat out anymore.
Yeah, at first I thought it was transmitted easily through like touching stuff and like, and
Yeah.
then they determined it wasn't as easily passed that way. It was more airborne and stuff, and
Yeah.
or it doesn't live on, maybe it doesn't live on surfaces for that long. I don't know. Who
I
knows?
don't know. I don't remember. I just remember like the hand sanitizer was like out of stock and toilet paper for some reason.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, that was an
it
adjustment.
was weird.
Toilet paper,
Yeah,
being
I
afraid
didn't.
you're not going to be able to wipe your butt with some toilet paper, because people went
Right, I was
crazy and
really
bought it all.
confused.
That was an
Yeah,
adjustment.
why did they do that? Like,
I don't know.
what
Luckily,
was.
we had, we had,
Yeah, we.
like a,
The
we just
Sam's
got them.
Club stock. Yeah.
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 It was definitely an adjustment. Seeing people go crazy and stuff, and
Yeah. Because, like, they were afraid, like, the. Which stock did go up whenever, like, it first hit, because everybody was buying stuff. But then, like, I don't know. They were, like, afraid of the stocks, like, the stock market crashing. I think it. You remember that?
it probably got affected, I'm sure.
Well,
But it
yeah.
seemed like everything, I mean, now it's like, yeah.
Everything's kind of normal. Or at
Yeah.
least some type of normal. Anyway, do you know anyone who has had COVID?
Not, no fam, well. I mean, I guess if my friends, some of my friends think they had it. I don't know if they ever got tested. I think I might have had it. My
Oh,
stomach.
everybody thought they had it.
Yeah, right. Like,
It was
do
like
you
the
know?
placebo effect.
My stomach was messed up for a while, though. Like,
Like up
like,
abnormally
like
inside
had issues,
issues.
and
Yeah.
I've heard like friends say sick, like, not
Not normal
normal flu
flu.
sick, but like really sick, but they were never tested for it or anything,
Yeah.
Whoa. What was that? Hello?
What?
Oh, is that you? Can you hear me?
What?
Duh. You're talking, and it sounds like Optimus Prime or something.
Oh, sorry.
Think you said, oh, like a robot. There might be the microphone on, might be the mic on your phone or something. Hello? Or maybe it's a connection.
Yeah, I was on
Oh,
Wi-Fi.
there you go.
Never
There you
mind.
go. I can.
Yeah, it was the Wi-Fi. Anyways, yeah. Like I feel like some of it though like was like the placebo effect, you know? 'Cause like I mean like everybody thought they had it. I mean,
Yeah,
I
you try to attribute it
maybe
to something.
did, but yeah, like I'd be like I remember Lexi's mom was like, yeah, I think we all like have it. And she was like kept getting really bad headaches. She was like, headaches run in our family. So stupid. I was like, what are you talking about? And then they all got tested and they came back negative.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
But
who knows? I mean, I'm
yeah.
surprised if, like, as much as I've been out, I mean, I've been fairly safe. I mean, I've always worn a mask and stuff like that,
Right.
but I mean, as much as I've been out, and it's not like, when you see people with like viruses and stuff like that. You know, they're in labs and stuff. They got like on big plastic suits with a big hood on and stuff like that. You know, like I could still smell, you know, like if I was pumping gas and I had one of those paper masks on, you could still smell the gasoline and stuff, you know. So it's like, you know, vapors are getting to you. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? So, you know, I don't know how small a virus is, but if it's smaller than like a gas vapor particle, I'm not like a chemist or anything, you know, obviously, but you know, like, can if you can smell gas, like, can a virus get to you just as easily, you know? Like, I don't
Yeah.
know. But as much as I've been out, I'm surprised that I haven't gotten it. And if I had, it wasn't that big of a deal. Or, you know,
Right.
I didn't have a big reaction to it. Unless
Yeah.
people cancer, you know, like you're
Yeah.
the lucky
Lucky
one
one,
if
if
you
you
don't have symptoms.
know what I mean?
You're the lucky one if
If you don't have symptoms, but the ones
you
that,
did have symptoms,
you
you
know.
know, like, I don't know, who knows? Hopefully it just ends.
Yeah.
You know
For
what I
me.
mean? Or take
Take a
the vaccine,
vaccine,
like,
like, or whatever.
whatever, like the flu, and just, I guess, I don't know
Yeah.
if it's a new normal or what, you know what I mean?
Right.
CDC just lifted that.
Man,
Did I
did you hear
hear
that
that today?
today?
They lifted,
Yeah.
said you could wear a
It was
mask.
on the radio.
Yeah, you could wear a mask if you've been vaccinated, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I think 2 weeks after. I don't know. But
Yeah. Anyways, yeah. Were you scared when you first heard about it, about COVID? Like, very, like, maybe, I don't know. I heard about it in like December, I think.
I got scared. I was more like inquisitive. You know, I wanted to know what it was and
Right. Or did you think they had it under control?
no.
Another part to the same question. I thought they might have, but like.
Think
No, it, you're.
said you think it was.
Oh,
Was
I was just gonna say, like, I. Yeah.
like if
Yeah,
they had
I
it
don't,
under
that was all I was gonna
control?
say.
No, because I think, you know, as soon as they mentioned it to the public, I knew they didn't have it under control.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, because otherwise
Yeah.
we would have never heard about it. You know what I mean? It would have gotten out of a
Yeah.
lab or something somewhere if that's where it came from. And then
Watched it,
they
or
had
they
to
zoned
come
off.
off an area like something,
Yeah.
you know, just
Just,
like you know,
quarantine the area and
nobody
nobody
ever
really.
really knew. And then it, you know, well, something happened over in Aurora, you know, but I guess we'll never know what it was, you know. But as soon as it came on the
Right.
news, you knew that, you know, like, yeah.
Right.
And then they didn't know if it was going to be a pandemic or something like that, you know, like if it would,
Yeah.
no.
Yeah.
But still, no, didn't really, wasn't really afraid, more like determined to be as prepared as we could have been.
Yeah,
You
I
know what I mean?
remember,
Yeah.
yeah, I remember, like, they, at school, it was, like, mid-March, I think, I don't know, but I, like, went to school, like, Thursday, and then I didn't go to school Friday, and, like,
I'm listening.
I went to school Thursday, but and then they were like only two teachers like talked about it, and they were like, yeah, we might not go to school on Friday, like they're not sure. And then I didn't go to school. No, they said we might not go back. Yeah. And then I didn't go to school on Friday, and then that was like the last day of school ever, like for And I
Yeah,
didn't go.
that's different. School.
Yeah, it was not good.
Like, go to a week. It's not like that. It's
Yeah.
not going every day.
Nah, we are next year.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't say scared. Not scared.
Yeah.
Focused, you know. Not happy
Elaborate.
about it. Not happy about it. Not happy about it. Maybe,
No.
like, no, scared's not the word, but maybe concerned, you know,
Ah,
like,
yeah, that's a good word. I
I
was
don't
just,
know, like concerned that, you know, that don't know, everybody wasn't going to be able to live in like a normal, what we thought was normal anyway, of life, you know what I mean?
yeah.
Right. I mean, Lucas is, you know, we just had to get him in like private school, right? You know,
Yeah.
to get him, you know, because schools weren't doing the thing, you know.
Yeah.
And then people not being able to graduate and facts. I mean, we weren't affected like that, you know what I mean? But yeah.
Last question. How has COVID affected your social life?
Well, I mean, we can't go anywhere. So obviously that's been stymied with the restaurant thing. I mean, that's part of us being social, sitting down for dinners and stuff like that. You
Yeah.
know, some of my friends are really what's the right word I'm looking for? Really, really by the book on all the, you know, regulations and,
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, they are like, yeah, they would never come out, you know, come out. I'm not saying break the rules or anything like that, but they're still going to be worried.
Yeah.
You know, like
Y
obsessively,
well,
I don't know, but
yeah.
yeah, I mean, friends like that, if you wanted to have a get stuff like that, even after, they'll be fearful, you know, like catch it and somebody by giving it to somebody they care about, or you know, they just, yeah, I don't know, but that's, yeah, we. The high, I mean, how do
Yeah.
you know, only 30 or
Yeah.
something, you know what I mean? But
Yeah.
yeah, so, oh,
Yeah.
sure.
I know what you
Stable
guys are going.
connection. Connection. She lost her connection. She
I
lost
can hear you.
the connection. Oh. Connection. Connection.
I can hear you. Oh my.
Still recording. Might be signing back on.